This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Melanie Sponsler, medical records 110047, the red 516-1960. Referring physician is Dr. Felicia Jacob. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, cause nephrolepectomy. Date of the procedure, September 15, 2023. Indications. Screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp, history of gastric ulcer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, clean base gastric ulcer, 1 centimeter, number 2, gastritis, number 3, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 4, internal hemorrhage, number 5, ascending colon polyp, paragraph, deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, sequence for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was fair. Per paragraph, procedures per double template. Per paragraph, findings. Oropharynx appear normal. Per paragraph, esophagus appear normal. Per paragraph, stomach. There is a clean base ulcer about 1 centimeter in the antrum of the stomach. Biopsy taken. Period. There's a diminutive polyp of the fundus of the stomach. Biopsy taken. Period. There's mild erythema in the antrum and body. Biopsy taken. Right H. pylori. Per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings on rectum. Internal hemorrhage grade 1. Period. Sigma descending colon appeared normal, pure paragraph, semi flexure appeared normal, pure paragraph, transverse colon, hepatic flexure appeared normal, pure paragraph, descending colon, there's a cysta polyp 5 millimeters, erythematous, removed by snare polypectomy, pure paragraph. Cecum appeared normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, anti-reflammations, number 3, avoid incest, number 4, monitor clinical exam, we'll start a patient on protonics, following milligrams PO twice a day. Next number, high fiber diet, next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.